Thank you, Mr. President. Honorable ministers, distinguished colleagues, a very pleasant morning to all. I join previous speakers in commending the Secretariat for its usual efficient administration at the WHA, and indeed you, Mr. President, for your astute and proficient conduct of proceedings. The Government of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago is committed to strengthening our country's health system in order to decrease any vulnerability to public health threats. We strive to remain prepared to detect, assess, and respond to any risk and to mitigate any impact, not only to the citizens of Trinidad and Tobago, but also to our Latin American and Caribbean neighbors, and ultimately the rest of the world. Building upon lessons learned from the recent Ebola outbreak is paramount if we are to stand any chance of preventing or managing future epidemics. The Ebola outbreak not only illustrates the immense challenge ahead to strengthen global pandemic preparedness, but also the need to generate investment in strengthening our respective health systems. We are only as strong as our weakest link. Mr. President, within the context of the seven development pillars articulated by the Government of Trinidad and Tobago in its current medium-term policy framework, one of its main thrusts is to have a secure and safe nation and to strengthen the framework, institutions, and infrastructure to support human security. Trinidad and Tobago has affirmed that disaster preparedness and disaster risk management are the responsibilities of every individual, not solely the government and its emergency response agencies. This has guided the allocation of resources to programs that educate and empower citizens to adopt behaviors that preserve the well-being of our families, our communities, and our country towards building national resilience. A tremendous focus has therefore been placed on community resilience with the execution of programs to develop community emergency response teams as well as school programs on disaster risk reduction, which address preparedness mitigation, response, and recovery. These initiatives are intended to cultivate behavioral change at the individual, family, and community levels towards that national culture of safety and resilience in Trinidad and Tobago. Similarly, Mr. Vice President, community resilience has been identified as a priority for the health sector. The Ministry of Health of Trinidad and Tobago provides leadership and direction for the health sector by focusing on, inter alia, policy making, planning, assessing of the population's health needs, and mobilizing funding for delivery of health services. The Ministry of Health strategic plan prioritizes the development of community resilience through initiatives such as the promotion of social participation in health, improvement of physical infrastructure, and operations of community health centers. From a national perspective, Trinidad and Tobago intends to achieve and maintain a resilient health system through the following: adequate financing of both hospital and community-based health care, adequate number of trained healthcare workers, including those at community level, adequate number of well-equipped medical facilities, which can be accessed without user fees, equitable distribution of medical supplies among primary and secondary healthcare facilities, and a well-developed health information system with a focus on disease surveillance. Accordingly, the Ministry of Health is committed to maintaining and augmenting a resilient health system to increase the capacity of health actors, institutions, and the population to prepare for and effectively respond to public health crisis and to maintain core functions in those times of crisis. The implementation of the International Health Regulations, IHR 2005, is seamlessly embedded within every calculated objective of the Ministry of Health's strategic plan and cannot be viewed as a distinct action item. Sustainable achievement of the core capacity requirements of the IHR themselves create a resilient healthcare system. Recognizing that the IHR does not attempt to reinvent the wheel, nor does it attempt to create parallel activities, IHR capacities can best be integrated within the overall health system development in Trinidad and Tobago by ensuring that these capacities are maintained in national legislation and policies. This will support the provision of adequate financial and human resource sustenance for IHR initiatives, which build national resilience. Furthermore, recognizing that IHR is not just the business of the National IHR Focal Point or the Ministry of Health, responsibility for the IHR implementation should formally be assigned to a multi-sectoral national team, including community representation. There can be no one-size-fits-all metric for monitoring process on building resilient health systems, since each country must chart its own course based on national priorities. However, given that performance is generally associated with availability of greater resources, spending on resilience building as a proportion of overall health expenditure may be a useful indicator of progress. In building resilient health systems, member states look to the World Health Organization for much the same as we do for implementation of the IHR, the development of standards which member states can use for self-assessment, technical assistance to develop and execute plans of action and advocacy to promote building resilience as a national priority. Mr. Vice President, Trinidad and Tobago supports the promotion of building resilient healthcare systems through good governance. And finally, adequate financing and community engagement. In this way, health system today can rise to the challenge of crises even beyond traditional public health threats. I thank you.